Hello and happy day after Christmas. Hope you're enjoying some celebrations here with that or other holidays, or you're with friends, families, other loved ones. I am with my new wife back home. It's fun. I've got a smidge of a holiday cold, and I'm using a different microphone. This is the Sennheiser headset, which is not as a radio rock star, but is super clear and noise canceling, which is great as there's some guest hustle and bustle, and it's easier to travel with. So that's why this sounds the way it sounds. And during this period of time, folks often tend to do some real reflection. It's about the end of one year, the start of the next, thinking about things that went well, that they're grateful for, what they're going to plan and prioritize and strategize in their lives and work and careers for the year to come. So I want to share two quick clips from guests that have questions that I found myself reflecting on and coming back to again and again and again. So here we go. The first one comes from Jason Nazar of Comparably.com, and on episode 76, here he is.
And then separately, I think kind of all of self-help boils down to two really powerful questions. There was an article I wrote on Forbes also called 35 Questions That Could Change Your Life. You could check it out. But I think there's two transformational questions that we can all ask ourselves. The first is, what are you pretending not to know? And the second is, why am I not doing the things that I know I should be doing?
I love that question because it rips right into the heart of how you're deceiving yourself, and it can get some real clarity. You might have some tough answers. Most of the things I'm lying to myself about are about just how much work and time and effort and priority and energy I'm going to have to put into something in order to get the result I want. And am I really committed to that thing, or am I not so much? So that's how it shows up for me, and it takes a dose of humility and courage to go there, but the fruits are well worth it. So that's the first. Worth a good ponder, some time chewing on that. The next one comes from our guest in episode 80, Jay Papasan, talking about the one thing. And here's his question to zero in on identifying great items for habits. So here's Jay.
All right, well, I'll give you the thumbnail, right? So here's the, you know, don't have to buy the $25 book if you could actually take this and implement it. We have a question, you know, what's the one thing I can do such that by doing it, everything will be easier or unnecessary? And that has a lot of back history behind it, but it's a specific question to try to get you to that answer. And I can tell you that when most people, and almost I'd say 99% of the people that I've taught or worked with, and that's now numbering in the tens of thousands, they know the answer and they feel guilty for not doing it. You know, what's the one thing I can do for my marriage? They know that it's, I just need to listen to my wife. You know, or I just need to, you know, put up my dirty clothes in the morning. You know, that one little thing would make a big difference. Most people know that thing that they're not doing as much as they should, and they don't ask the question because they're kind of afraid of the answer. So I think most people do know their answers, or they just haven't paused for the brief amount of time it takes to arrive at it. And then we teach people to kind of go all in.
There you have it, two separate voices, one kind of emerging theme there in terms of the courage and humility and looking at what you may be ignoring. So hopefully that's helpful for you if you're doing some reflection during this time frame. And for the first time since the inception of the How to Be Awesome at Your Job podcast, I will not be having an episode appearing on Wednesday or Friday. Don't want to leave you hanging, but I see that there's not a whole lot of activity going on during this time frame on the listening world. We'll be back with some great stuff the Monday following New Year's with Pat McDaniel, talking about making optimal decisions, be it deciding on a New Year's resolution or whatever that may be. And if you're jonesing for some How to Be Awesome at Your Job goodness on Wednesday or Friday, well, hey, we now have 100 episodes. So cool. Thank you for your support and your input that has helped made this possible and drive it and fuel it to get to that point. I'm looking forward to the next 100 in 2017. So you can check out some of the back episodes, or better yet, just ask yourself those questions again. They seem to be sparking new insights for me over and over again. Again, hope you have an optimal New Year's and enjoy.